March 7, 1915. The enormous sins of the world and, even more, those inside the church cause chastisements as means of purification. The thought of the chastisements, and of the fact that I might foment them by getting out of that state by myself, was transfixing my heart. The confessor was still not well. I prayed and cried, and I couldn't make up my mind. Blessed Jesus came flashing by, and left me free. Finally, moved by compassion, he came, and sympathizing with me and caressing me, told me, "My daughter, your constancy wins me. Love and prayer bind me and almost wage a battle against me. This is why I came to be with you for a little while. I could not resist anymore. Poor daughter, don't cry, here I am, all for you. Patience, courage. Don't lose heart. If you knew how much I suffer to punish men. But the ingratitude of creatures forces me to do this, their enormous sins, their incredulity, their will to almost challenge me. And this is the least. If I told you about the religious side, how many sacrileges? How many rebellions? How many pretend to be my children, while they are my fiercest enemies? How many false sons are usurpers, self-interested and unbelievers? Their hearts are bilges of vice. These children will be the first to wage war against the church. They will try to kill their own mother. Oh, how many of them are already about to come out in the field? Now there is war among governments. Soon they will make war against the church, and its greatest enemies will be its own children. My heart is shredded with pain. In spite of all, I will let this storm pass by, and the face of the earth and the churches be washed by the blood of the same ones who smeared and contaminated them. You too, unite yourself to my pain, pray and be patient in watching this storm pass by. Who can tell about my torment? I felt more dead than alive. May Jesus be always blessed, and may his holy volition be always done.